Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily with Jacob Albrock and Tommy Gester.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Sports Daily. It is Jacob Albrock and Tommy Gester, and we are with you for another hour here on the show. We're going to, I think, check in from the Wichita Open. We will see if we can get Jay on here or just get some information. He was headed out there and just told me he had an update, so we'll get that update. Either on the air, we'll relay the message. I know it's a crazy morning out there as they're trying to get ready for the Pro-Am, get things ready for fans. We're trying to get ready as vendors for some HTO, which, by the way, you can win some HTO right now by texting the keyword T to the short code 20357. To be a free iced tea, good for East or West Wichita or in Derby. Good luck, everybody. You'll be able to come have some HTO with us out there. If you're headed out to the Open, come see us. We'll be out there right by where we're doing radio live. I'll be doing radio and then step about probably 4 feet to my left, although we'll see what happens. I don't know what it looks like out there, how wet it is out there. Because we were, I don't remember, were we on dirt there? Was it grass?
We were on grass, but we didn't have any rain last year. Like, that was when...
I'm saying where we are this year. I've seen that area, but I don't know what it looks like after these storms. I don't even know if our canopy's still up. I would doubt it. That got blown
over. I know we're bringing our own tent for Odyssey and for KFH.
Well, there was. So we were going to do that too, but there's a huge one already there. Now I don't know what to expect. I didn't bring the canopy. I was going to bring it down, and now I didn't bring it because we already had one. I hope that didn't get damaged. Man, there's so much unknown out there. Good Godspeed to everybody with the Open. And just have fun with it, everybody, because we're all kind of in it together, right? We're all just going to have to see what's going on. But we'll get that update from Jay as we make our way through here. We'll also have Sri Slotta coming in, check in on KU, see if there's any noise. There isn't, that I know of, going on right now with any additions to the men's basketball program. How are KU fans going to feel if nothing else is done? It'll be interesting. This is all what's on tap in this hour. It's brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, locations East, West, and historic Delano, featuring a rooftop deck. Wichita Brewing Company, it's pizza and beer made here. As we come back in, we got the same Stanley Cup champion. Stanley Cup, I'm not going to lie, I didn't really tune in much to the Stanley Cup. The repeat of Florida and Edmonton. USA keeps the streak alive. No championship still for Canada. Poor Canada. I feel bad for him a little bit there. And then the other thing that I saw a little bit late night, Tommy, was what was going on with Caitlin Clark in this game. There was like a flagrant. They were playing the Connecticut. There was a flagrant, and she got shoved. She got poked in the eye. Then she got shoved. And then her teammate had her back and had a hard foul back the other way, like to get her back. I got to tell, like, I saw some of the overreaction last night. Like, oh, I took everybody out of the league. I'm like, no, I kind of like it. Like, I'm in. The Caitlin Clark effect hasn't gone anywhere, by the way. Like, she is as popular an athlete right now and as must-see big draw athlete as there is in sports. And if they're going to add this next level of drama, like it's them against everybody else, man, it's going to be the best thing that ever happened to the WNBA. I'm sorry. Like, everybody can throw their hands up in the air that they don't like people pushing. And I'm like, I don't care. Like, let's go. Bring it on.
Yeah. I mean, look, I think that it's funny because with Caitlin Clark, I know people like to look at TV ratings and you know, you always hear about like the NBA finals and the lowest ratings and blah, 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 blah. The ratings went down significantly when Caitlin Clark was out with her injury. Like, people just weren't tuning in to watch it. Now she's back and people are tuning in droves, and it's now dominating again, as it should. And this is something that it's not a flash in the pan. It hasn't been with her. It has continued from her college days to now. And I don't see that train slowing down anytime soon. The only thing that can change that will be like what we just witnessed with her, like injury or something where she's out for an extended period of time. But when she's there and she's in the mix, it's going to be must see TV.
Here's what I would predict for the league. Nobody's going to capture us the way college Caitlin Clark captured us, probably, because you've got to find a style of play and a level of success that mimics what she did. That's going to be hard to do. It's like what Steph Curry did to us, right? He started playing the game in this new and different way that got everybody excited, and it led to championships. So, like, he had both things happening. We're like, what? Like, look at the way this guy plays. It's wild. Now, his happened at the NBA level, although he was a college basketball player, of course. But his happened at the NBA level, and then it led to championships. And so he created this, like, buzz that hadn't been created probably since LeBron, honestly, like, to that level. Caitlin Clark did the same thing in college. Like, she played this frenetic style, taking shots from everywhere. Her team was really good. And so you're like, okay, this is like, I can get on board with this. A lot of kids like it, which means the parents want to watch it with their kids. And like Steph Curry, she was a great ambassador of the game and all of these things. And then she gets to the level. Well, that's going to, I think it'll eventually raise the waters around them. Caitlin, but it's not going to happen immediately. So yeah, if she's gone, it's not as interesting. But then there's who's the next Caitlin Clark? Who does that next at the college level? Then it's who become the villains for Caitlin Clark, because we all like the story of sports, right? We make it story, but who become the villains? And so when we, like Angel Reese, I would imagine, and I don't have numbers to back this up, would probably be the second most compelling, popular, however you want to frame it, WNBA player right now. Why? Because she's been rivals with Caitlin Clark forever. And so, yeah, like if you're taking the anti Caitlin Clark side, well, there you go. There's your person right there. It's laid out right in front of you, right? And if you are a Caitlin Clark fan, there you go. There's your villain. And so, yeah, when it gets a little scrappy in a game, that's not a bad thing. It's not manufactured either. None of what I saw last night was manufactured. She got poked in the eye. She bumped a player because she got poked in the eye and she didn't know where she was. Another player took exception to that bump, shoves her down. Okay. Like, all right. I get it. Things, emotions are high. Back the other way. Her teammate, hard foul, guy has her back. That's the way it should be. And then we get animosity, and now we're all talking about it on a Wednesday morning.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it, and there are people that are clutching their pearls, you know, like, oh, this is
ridiculous. I just can't stand that.
Like, yeah, I think it's crazy to me that, you know, there are no issues with that sort of thing happening in the men's game, you know, like, I think it's fine.
It
happens all the time. Like, I think it's fine. And the other thing, too, is that there's been so much attention that has been paid to Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese, and they are the exact opposite of each other in just about every single way. And that's been again, I agree with you. I don't think it's manufactured at all. That's been the top tier rivalry. But then you look at every other player on every other team in the WNBA, they all want to take Caitlin Clark down as well. Maybe not quite to the level of animosity that Angel Reese has with Caitlin Clark, but you better believe that every team and every player on those opposing teams, they don't want to see Caitlin Clark have success. So they're going to play her rough. It's the same thing that we saw with the great, that we've always seen with the greats. You know, go back to Michael Jordan and teams that were always playing him rough, like the Pistons always played him rough with hard fouls and things like that. Every team did. You want to take down the person at the very top of the mountain. So it's not just the Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese thing. It's Caitlin Clark versus everybody else in the league. And they want to bring her down a couple of pegs too. And again, that's what drives a lot of that intrigue and that viewing.
And it should, and I hope it continues. And go before you clutch those pearls. Watch exactly what happened last night. There was nothing wrong with any of it. It was a high-intensity moment where a sequence of things happened, and everybody's reaction to those things was just fine. Poked in the eye, accidentally. She bumped on accident because she couldn't see where she was. She got shoved because a teammate rushed over for that person, and then her teammate hard-fouled the person that shoved her. Nothing was wrong with any of it. It would be the natural sequence of things. Just let it be and enjoy it. Enjoy it. I went home and one of my buddies he couldn't believe I hadn't been, he was like, you've been watching Caitlin Clark? And I was like, no, I haven't had a chance. He's like, are you kidding? Like he's become a huge Indiana Fever. He has a couple daughters, like his wife's, like they enjoy it. They like set their watches to it. I think it's amazing that that's happening and it's just going to keep happening if you let it go. All right. I see Jay Delling in the waiting room. We're going to take this break and we're going to come back and we're getting an update from the Wichita Open. What do we expect? The festivities sort of unofficially start today with some of the annual events, and then they really get going, of course, with the actual tournament tomorrow. What can fans expect? What can we all expect? And just what does it look like out there? We'll check in with Jay right on the other side of this break and get you that update. We've also got Shreya Slada coming later this hour, so stick with us. More Sports Daily. We'll check in from the Open next. Don't go away.
Take it easy. We're going on the air.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. Look who it is here. If you're watching us on the video stream, it's Jay Delling, who runs all the media and festivities out there and has for a very long time at the Wichita Open. Jay, this has been a unique year. Hard to imagine after this many years you can find a unique one, but this has been a unique one.
Well, it really has, and normally early in the week, I try to find a shady tree to take naps in, but I haven't been able to do that. In fact, you know, you get out here today, and there's this bright bulb in the sky that I haven't seen in a while. So that's, well, here's, over my shoulder, here's where we know we're back on schedule, all right? Do you see the smoker from Security First in the background?
Heck
here,
yeah.
Over my shoulder? That's when we know it's Wednesday Pro-Am Day. We have persevered all week long with the rain and the wind. We got another inch and a half last night, and Tommy texted me really late last night, and he said, Jay, do you need my anti-rain dance? And I said, we need whatever you got, Tommy. So whatever you did, and I really don't want to know the details, but
it's
whatever.
Not safe for
yeah,
video not, stream.
Yeah, we'll share that off the air. How are things looking out there? I know the cleanup efforts throughout the day yesterday were pretty incredible, and just seeing pictures and video of I mean at one point it looked like a couple hundred people out there picking up tree limbs and chainsaws and that sort of thing. How are things looking this morning?
You know, this is why I've lived in this community all my life. This is why I'm involved in the Wichita Open and have been for 36 years, because yesterday people came from all over with chainsaws, with just helping hands. The grounds crew here at Crestview is absolutely amazing. Dusty Buell's staff at the Wichita Open, they just they dropped what they were doing and went out and did what was needed in the moment, and that is to clean up the golf course. So there were so many factions that came together to make this possible. When I got here, I couldn't even believe this was the same golf course that I left last night, because all the major damage of tree limbs down, not only tree limbs, but actual trees. So we are having difficult playing number 7 and number 13. So the Pro-Am today is a 16-hole event. But just to have golfers on the golf course this morning is just a great testament to this great community.
Well, the course, I had, you know, we had to see what happened with the storm last night. How much do you see? I know there was a lot of water that came to the course, but as far as debris and everything else, did we survive it? Is there more than there was yesterday, or did everything stay pretty intact other than the water?
Yeah, we pretty much had just rain. I mean, there were some winds, but just, you know, normal winds that you see thunderstorms. So the debris was pretty much done by the time the second wave of weather that came in. Again, testament to all hands on deck. This golf course looks like it did last year, which is amazing. Now, there's still damage to the hospitality chalets on number 17 and number 18. I don't have a picture of 18 because there's trees in the way, but they have pretty much leveled it. There is a ground floor existence that is still a part of it, and they're still making determinations on if it's safe to have people stand on it starting tomorrow. That's the plan, to have an open seating on number 18. Number 17 is an interesting situation. I went and stood on number 17T late yesterday, and as I looked, and you guys have been down there, and it starts way left and short of the green, and the chalets just, you know, half moon around the green and come on the right side, double decker, triple decker. And on the left side and on the right side, nothing was touched. Nothing was compromised. It's the middle that looked like somebody just brought in a bulldozer and made mincemeat out of it. And so there's some cleanup there. But, you know, the hope is business as usual. And, again, it's just an amazing testament to the Wichita Open staff, to all the folks here at Crestview, to the Corn Ferry staff. That, you know, again, I've been doing this for 36 years. I have never seen the carnage that I saw yesterday. And when I got out here this morning, yeah, it looks like business as usual.
Yeah, I ran into.
How does 18 look, Jay? You mentioned 17. Is 18 did look like it got it worse?
It did, and so they've cleared away all the aluminum and the glass and you know, all the destruction there. They've got that pretty much cleaned up. And now I think, you know, the engineers and the powers that be are looking at the base ground floor structure, which I couldn't tell if there was any significant damage. So they're still evaluating whether we can put people on that or not. And so once that decision is made, hopefully it's still intact and at least people can enjoy the golf. It'll be warm this weekend, but I looked at the forecast. It's probably going to be a little bit humid, but the highs are in the, like, very low 90s. So we're used to 100 degrees at this point in time with this golf tournament. So hopefully the weather will still help us out, but it's going to be open-air seating on 18 at best, which I think the fans are going to be okay with that.
I ran into Dusty Buell last night at the pairings party for the Pro-Am, and I was like, Dusty, are you going to get any sleep tonight? And he's like, yeah, no, that's not going to happen. I think what's been wild is with all of the disruption and everything that's happened, I know that there have been some events that have been canceled and had to move some things around. There was a charity scramble yesterday that didn't end up happening, and, you know, a few other things. But for the most part, you know, there was a pairings party last night for the Pro-Am. You said that tournament is happening today. There's been golf that has gone on, clinics and things like that. And when you talk about the actual golf, I mean, we've had qualifying events before the storms came in to get the final couple people in into the field. So by and large, the majority of the schedule has been unaffected.
It really has. It really has been. Again, testament to the Wichita Open staff. But as a golfer, for example, let's take Monday qualifying. We included eight new players in the field through Monday qualifying at Auburn Hills and Sand Creek Station on Monday. Most of those players have never seen Crestview before, so there wasn't an opportunity yesterday for a practice round. There's not an opportunity today because of the Pro-Am. And there's still some Korn Ferry Tour members who are new to this tour that this is their first time in Wichita. And so a lot of players won't actually physically see this golf course until their tee time tomorrow.
Wow.
I mean, it's wild that we've made this much progress with this thing. One thing, Jay, normally when we talk to you in these, you know, Tuesday and Wednesday before, it's about the golf. We haven't talked about the golf at all. Rightfully so.
Yeah.
How's the golf looking? Where are we with this tour? Do we have local interest? Like just the normal conversation. Because I think for those guys, this is all going to be very normal and fine now.
Yeah, so, well, you know, no, great point. Great point, Jacob. Once tomorrow hits, it'll be normal for these guys. I mean, even though some of the guys won't have had a chance to play this golf course, it's not like that's never happened before in their golf career. This tour is filled with just so many great players. So I'll give you an example. J.J. Spahn just won the U.S. Open, and he did it in just unbelievable fashion, birding the last two holes to win arguably one of the greatest tournaments in the world. J.J. Spahn in 2016 was in a three-man playoff right here at the Wichita Open. The playoff consisted of another major championship winner, Colin Morikawa, who at the time in 2016 was a soon-to-be sophomore at the University of California. He played this event as an amateur, tied for first place, was in a playoff. The third person in that playoff that ultimately won it was Ollie Schneider-Jans, who went on and played several years on the PGA Tour, and now he's a LIV member. So J.J. Spahn has a history here in Wichita, which is kind of interesting, which just shows you what this tour does. Back in 1990, when Ben Hogan put his name on this tour, he said, "I want to give young and upcoming golfers a chance to hone their skills, not just golf skills." He wanted to give them a chance to play in front of galleries, to meet the media, and just to navigate what a professional golfer is all about. And 36 years later, I think it's a huge success. Why do I think that? J.J. Spahn's story. Our first winner in 1990 right here in Wichita was Tom Lehman. He had a pretty good career. David Duval has won here. David Toms has won here. Jason Duffner has won here. The common denominator of all those players, they've won major championships on the PGA Tour. So this tour does exactly what it was intended to do, and that's to develop them as golf professionals. And so out of this week, we're going to blink 2, 3, 4 years down the line, and guys that have played this week are going to be winning regularly on the PGA Tour. And so that's what I enjoy every year when I come out here, because I'm just seeing the future of golf grow.
It's amazing. The future of golf is going to be bright and wonderful. Who's your favorite?
My favorite golfer?
Who's your favorite to win it? Pick us a winner.
You know what? There's 156 guys in the field, and I've talked to golfers who have missed three straight cuts, and then they come out of nowhere and win a golf tournament. I'm telling you what, here's two people I'm excited about. Pearson Cootie. First of all, he's the grandson of Charles Cootie, who won the 1971 Masters.
Okay.
He was a hot shot coming out of Texas 3 years ago, played on this tour in 22 and 23, got his PGA Tour card for 24, finished 131st on the list, which is 6 short of keeping his tour card. So now he's back here where he was a couple of years ago. He's still trying to get it. He's still trying to figure it out. But he comes from great pedigree. Another guy I'm looking at this week is a young man named Blades Brown. He just turned 18 years old. I think he's 40-something on the points list. He just graduated from high school, and he's a member of this tour. He went through qualifying to become a member of this tour. And so look out for Blades Brown. He's going to be one of those players. Again, we're going to blink, and in a couple of years, he's winning regularly on the PGA Tour. So there's some great stories like that. So deep down inside, I'm kind of rooting for those two guys.
Hey, by the way, Pearson Cootie, I'm playing in the Pro-Am today. He's one of my pros in the Pro-Am. So I'm willing to give him some tips to get back onto the PGA Tour. I can maybe have a conversation with him about that.
Just don't broach the anti-rain dance.
Yeah, I won't do that. I won't do that.
Swing advice, that'd be good.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
Yeah, swing advice, great. I'm sure you will have his complete attention.
I'm sure I will.
When it comes to, you know, the golf swing.
I'm sure I will.
So last one, Jay, over under 19 under par to win the tournament.
I'm going to say over, only because, first of all, this golf course is in great shape. So it's a soft golf course and will be probably through the whole weekend. It's going to be throwing darts for these guys. Okay. And these Deutsche fairways are absolutely perfect to hit wedges from. These greens are going to be receptive. I like the fact that you picked 19 because 18, 19 under is a typical winning score here. But I think it's going to be in the 20s.
Okay. I like it. I like to see the scoring. Jay, thank you for the updates. We'll be checking. We'll be out there. We'll be joining you tomorrow and Friday. So we'll see you out there. We'll get
ready
today.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Jay.
Appreciate it. There's Jay Delling. He has been with this tournament forever and just really looking forward to seeing him out there and just all the people you always see out there, right? Like I've been going to that thing and different capacities and everything for a decade now, and I'm excited to see everybody. So you know your pros then, Tommy. You know, how many do you get? I thought you got just one.
Two. It's a 9 and 9. So you play with one pro for 9 holes, and then you play with another pro for the other 9 holes, which I guess in this case, because there are 2 unplayable holes, it'd be an 8 and 8. One pro for 8 holes and another pro for the other 8.
And so then he doesn't get to scramble with the rest of you. Right. He has to take his own score.
Yeah, he takes his own ball. He takes his own ball and his own score the entire way.
And then whoever score his score or what is it? Are you with 3 other people?
Yeah, 3 other people.
And then so do you combine them or do you get
no
his or yours?
It's his if it's better than anybody else in the group, or it's one of ours if we end up, you know, beating him.
Oh, so you're not even scrambling? The 4 of you?
It's my understanding, I played in it last year, and I believe this was the case. I think it's a shamble, not a scramble. Have you ever heard of a shamble?
The score of the group
No. So a shamble is everybody tees off. You find out of the 4 on your team, you find who has the best drive. You all play. You drop your ball from the best drive, like a scramble. But then you play your own ball the rest of the way.
The rest of the way.
The rest. Okay. So they call that a shamble.
Oh, man, that's a lot of pressure, right? It's a lot. Do you know who you're playing with, or is it random?
I know, so Matt Hamilton, the general manager of the Wind Surge, is on my team. And then I don't know who the other 2 folks are. We'll find out when we get there.
They sort of place you.
Yeah.
Well, that'll be good. That'll be, no pressure out there.
Can I tell you also, while we have a moment, how shocked I am that the Pro-Am is happening today. Even waking up this morning, like it wasn't until just now with Jay on and confirming that it was happening. In the back of my mind, I thought, man, I don't get your hopes up. I have a feeling that it's not going to happen. And they're going to try to take as much time today to get the course as playable and ready to go as possible. I'm very, 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 very surprised. And I'm thrilled about it.
I thought that they played it earlier in the day. I texted you last night and I was like, man, this is going to be a lot of rain. I don't know how they're going to play these holes.
Well, I think they've got tee times going here shortly. Like there's a morning wave and an afternoon wave. I'm in the afternoon wave. So I don't know about the morning tee times. Yeah.
That's a lot of water.
Yeah.
But that's what they do. It's what they do for a living. Last night was better than I thought it would be. I mean, I didn't have standing water in my yard. We get a pond. It's like the neighborhood pond in my backyard. It wasn't up this morning. which tells me it wasn't as bad as it could have been. And they're going to be fine. Don't mess up the fairways, please. Or better yet, don't mess up the rough, please.
Yeah.
Today.
That was my thought, was that they're not going to want, you know, a bunch of idiots like me out on the course hacking away and digging up the grass and, you know, throwing it everywhere right after all the rain that they got.
Do you get to drink beer while you play in the Pro-Am, or is it more serious than
absolutely
that?
You get to drink beer during the Pro-Am. So are you kidding
you
me?
Get to, see, now it'd be like, do you drink enough beer where you're competitive against your pro? Like, what's the problem, pro? We keep having a better score than you.
So quick story. I know we just got a second to go here before we hit our break, but this was probably 10 years ago. I played in the Pro-Am my very first time, and I was really nervous, didn't really know what I was doing. First shot, I hit onto the green on number 10 to like 5 feet. I was closer than my pro was on my approach shot on the very first hole. And my pro was like, hey, great shot. I'm like, yeah, don't get used to that. That's a one-time thing. And it was bad the rest of the way. But for that one moment, I had that pro in the palm of my hands. He was like, man, this guy's really good.
I mean, it's a practice round for these guys. It'll be fun. We expect a full report tomorrow. We'll be back. We got Therese Lotta joining us next on Sports Daily.
I think I want to hear this.
Sports Daily is on KFH.
And now, digging deeper with the teams you follow, it's another Sports Daily Insider interview on KFH.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily, and we are joined now by Therese Lotta, our KU insider, at SHRE98 on X, reporting for the KC Star on all things KU. And Therese, all things KU have not meant a lot when it comes to KU basketball here lately. KU fans going to be fine and okay if this roster is the roster and there are no more additions of significance the rest of the way?
I don't think so. I think there's got to be some additions. You need a backup big. You probably need another wing. I know Self said he wanted another guard, which I thought was surprising, but I guess he probably wants another combo guard that can play some wing. But, I mean, look, I think the roster is better than last year. I think Darren Peterson's an incredible all-world talent. I think they're going to be more exciting to watch. The reality of the situation is right now where it stands, I don't see them, you know, make it a deep run, though, you know, unless things go in a way that we don't expect. Like, multiple guys had big leaps. Like, Jamar and Marco had big leaps. Florey had a big leap. Like, you're expecting things that I think necessarily you can't count on right now at the moment.
I know that at one point it sounded like Bill Self was hoping that they could land maybe somebody overseas and look to an international player for that. Is that still on the table? Are you hearing anything about any of those guys that potentially are out there from another country?
Yeah, I know they were looking at Bryce Desert. I think there's been some visa issues there. So unfortunately, that doesn't seem like that's going to happen. They've been linked to another Turkish big man. I don't know how likely that's going to happen. They just hosted Coles, who's been getting a lot of interest. He's a 2026 class kid who could reclassify to 2025, but he has a ton of interest from every blue blood. He just visited Oregon, just came to Kansas, yesterday. And then today is his last day on the visit. And then, I think he's visiting Miami next week. So I wouldn't expect any decision anytime soon on that end. And then they've been linked to, McDowell, who is, a guy that, you know, kind of lit it up in the you know, D2, JUCO, et cetera, circuit. But right now, I feel like it's been as quiet as we could have expected. I mean, like, I think there was some murmurs in the last month and a half they would have landed one of Dame Sar, you know, Darian Williams, you know, the OK State guy, or even, you know, Bryce Desert. But it just feels like the Jayhawks, intentionally or not, have struck out on a lot of, you know, links that they've been linked to, players they've been linked to.
I got to go back here to you saying you think this is a better roster than last year. That's interesting to me because of what came back to last year's roster. You had we got a defensive All-American and an All-American and all. I know it didn't work out for them, but are you really thinking this roster is better right now than that roster was?
I think I do. I think the play style for me is better, and I think the fit of the pieces around it are a lot better, and I think ultimately that's why the roster's better. The individual talent outside of Darren Peterson might not be equal to what last year's roster had, but we saw it firsthand for 2 years, basically. The fit of DeJuan Harris, KJ Adams, and Hunter Dickinson just was never there, and it was there briefly when Kevin McCullough and Johnny Furphy were healthy. But those were two NBA wings. This roster has at least one bona fide NBA top three player as long as he stays healthy. Probably still would probably be top three. And then you have Bryson Tiller, who Bill Self is going to be an NBA player. You have guys like Jaden Dawson, Melvin Council, who are hoping to make in the league, maybe as the guys who have really good years could be late, you know, mid to late second rounders, you know. And you never know what you're getting from Marco and Jamari. Like, I think we've talked about those guys a little bit, but think about how many guys have made that leap in Bill Self's third season under Bill Self. Yes, they sat out last year, but, you know, you hope one of the two will be taking a step forward in play. So for me, I think the roster is better than last year. I don't know if the result would be different, though. I think there's some clear flaws. They still don't have three-point shooting, I think, to my liking. I think they don't have a real wing on the roster. And the backup big right now is a question mark outside of, you know, is Bryson Tiller going to play the backup five? But that would be kind of undersized from going to Florida to Tiller.
I want to shift gears a little bit here, Shreyas. You had an article that dropped this morning in the Kansas City Star about KU's approach to revenue sharing. And that's been such a big deal in the world of college athletics over the last few weeks, and what that's going to look like when everything gets settled. And some really interesting thoughts from Travis Goff and all of that. So if you wouldn't mind kind of sharing some of that insight that you were able to gain with the way that Kansas is going to approach revenue sharing, and then some of the way that they're classifying their different sports.
Yeah. You know, so Kansas is going to basically split the lion's share of revenue, basically all of it, among seven sports. And the way they've categorized it is revenue earning sports and broadcast / ticketed sports. So revenue earning sports, they view it as football, men's basketball, women's basketball. Goff noted, obviously, there's a big difference between football and basketball, and obviously men's and women's basketball. But he said that putting money into women's basketball, they see it as a revenue generator, as something that can make money if they invest in it. And then the other four sports, soccer, volleyball, baseball, and softball, those are all ticketed sports. They view it as if they're on TV at any point during the season, regular season, postseason, whatever, if they're on ESPN2, if they're on Hulu, or if they're on whatever, that's, you know, they view it as sports that will get some share of revenue sharing. The rest of the sports will kind of just get the Alston Academic Award, which is what they've gotten the last couple of years, and some variants of this thing, but it'll be a very small portion of the pie. Football, obviously, will get the lion's share. There's no specific numbers out there, but he hopes to be able to put a competitive roster that can win a NCAA championship. Basketball, I reported on Saturday, they plan to be in the top 10 percentile of spending. So what does that mean? Goff presumes top 10 percentile means 4.5 to 5.5 million, about, or 4 to 4, 5.5. He expects schools to be, like, the gap, you know, kind of the range to be 3 to 5.5 million on what teams will spend across the country on men's basketball. And right now, as of right now, the goal is to spend $20.5 million, but they could keep a little bit left over for strategic reasons, per Goff. So the way KU is approaching it is the big thing they're focusing on is roster retention, rewarding the guys that have been there a long time, on the court, off the court, who do well. And then, you know, basketball and football are so different. Goff is kind of waiting for data to come in from this first year to kind of really – you know, move around little percentages in the pie. And as we know, the percentage of how much these guys can get paid can be increased. Like, it could go higher than $20.5 million next year in the next fiscal, you know, cap year, whatever. And he mentioned all the guys that KU football added in December there was a kind of a addendum in their contract, not addendum, but really a part of their contract where rev share was going to be a part of it. It was just nobody had given the rev share. So KU's been on top of it. They've been planning for it for 12 to 15 months now. I think they're taking a lot of time to really, you know, what they value and prioritize. And I think, you know, I give Goff props because I pushed him a lot on that interview for numbers and other stuff. And I think he was as clear as you could hope an athletic director could be on some things.
So Shreyas Lada joining us, KC Star. What does that mean then for NIL? Is that that's the revenue share money, right? So does NIL come back over the top of that? Does NIL contribute to that?
It's like separate entity almost, because technically the school is not associated with NIL, right? Like it's right. Their, it's like the, yeah, you know, whatever school like program, you know, like, you know, Michigan has their NIL for like Chasing Blue or whatever program. Like the same thing with Kansas, right? Like obviously it seems like the name is changing every year with the Kansas program, so it's hard to keep up, but that's a whole separate entity. Like it's Goff said like players theoretically double dip, right? And I'd asked him, like, you know, I gave an example of AJ Devonta from BYU, who's allegedly making $8 million. I was like, would that mean, you know, with rev share, these guys' numbers would be cut in a half or a fourth or whatever? He was like, I don't think it's a bad assumption to make. Their numbers be cut in half, and then you hope whatever NIL can get based on the clearinghouse thing. Goff is confident that the clearinghouse thing is going to work. There's not going to be any issues. I'm not as confident. I think the minute somebody gets a valuation where they feel like they can make more money, they're suing. I just don't think it makes feasible sense to have a third party agency, in my mind, determine how much money this kid should be paid to do this car commercial or be associated with this brand. I think it's unfair to athletes. And I also think people are going to argue 6 million different things of, well, oh, you only think I'm worth $2 million for this commercial? Well, I brought in $7 million to this university with all my jersey sales.
What was Cooper Flagg worth to New Balance?
Millions, if not millions, yeah, of dollars, right? Right? Like it's unquantifiable, almost, right?
And Zion Williamson had been...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Worth in that era to Nike. Like, come on. Like, you can't.
100%.
Yeah, and maybe the clearinghouse does take that stuff into consideration and the numbers are much higher than we would anticipate. But when I hear it, I'm like, oh, that's a way to try to suppress that, which doesn't make any sense because why would the schools care what the NILs pay?
I agree.
Like, why would they care? Why would anybody care, quite frankly?
I think really interesting. Their feeling is if they care, it's because they know their sponsors or donors or whoever are not giving up the big bucks in NIL, right? But Goff likes the fact that the spread is not 3 to 30 million for football or basketball roster.
Yeah.
I think he really likes it. And I think he knows, let's call it what it is. He thinks the playing field will be balanced. I told him, I asked him straight up, do you expect schools to play by the rules? He was like, I do, but I'm not going to sit here and be naive enough and to think they don't play in the gray or they don't push the edge on things, which I think is going to happen. I bet you everyone's going to do it.
If this is a salary cap and it works,
yes,
man, it's going to be awesome. But yes. I don't know what history tells us that would be good. You can find all that work. You can find those stories that we just mentioned there at the KC Star. You can find him at SHRE98 on X. Shreyas, it's a wild ride. We appreciate it. And at some point, we're going to have roster moves, I guess, for KU basketball.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, guys.
There goes Shreyas. Yeah, boy, if you could get a salary cap in this thing, Tommy, that would be so much.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Much fun. Like, if it really truly worked as a salary, I just don't think there's any way that you're going to keep. I don't know how they could do it unless you put them under contract. Again, we talked about it a million times. Like, yeah, if you put them under contract, you can control.
That's about the only way that you can get that done is with the contract. And that's going to require collective bargaining. And
yeah,
I think that while that may ultimately be where things settle down the road, we're not there yet.
No, it could be down the road. All right. Don't forget, we got Wichita open tomorrow. We will be live out there for 4 hours. So be ready for that. We got more Sports Daily coming your way, though. Don't go away. We're coming right back.
Sports.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.